This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, it is winter in New England, so of course Mother Nature offered up her own sparkling white confetti as Boston celebrated the Patriots' Super Bowl victory today. Hundreds of thousands of fans lined the parade route in a bit of snow from Heinz Convention Center all the way to City Hall Plaza. Dylan Joseph from Quabbin was one of them.
I came here because they won their fifth Super Bowl, and that's not common, you know, like my father didn't see any Patriots Super Bowls, but now that I've been growing up, I've seen five. You know, you got to come out with support. The greatest of all time, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, it is what it is.
It is what it is. And even a normally monotone Bill Belichick got the crowd fired up.
Let me tell you, these players, they've worked harder than any team I've ever coached. They came to work every day, and there were no days off. 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 Go Pats!
No days off. Look, it takes hard work to be a victor. WBOR's Steve Brown was also there. He was riding on the press truck, and he joins us now from Beacon Hill. Hi there, Steve.
Yeah, hi, Meghna. Yeah, you know, Bill Belichick, you know, I was standing right below Bill Belichick when he was saying that, and he was actually smiling when he said that. It was a big grin on his face. It was something to see.
Absolutely. Look, just yesterday on the show, we talked all about how the mental toughness of the Patriots, you know, is what really pulled them through on Sunday night's game. And quite frankly, it takes no days off to have that kind of mental toughness. But I understand that today, during the parade, you were right in between some of the players. So tell me, what was the mood like? What were they saying? What were they doing?
Well, if you want to hear a lot of people cheering and screaming and yelling, ride in the press truck between Tom Brady's duck boat and Rob Gronkowski's flatbed. And my ears are still ringing after that trip down Boylston Street and Tremont Street and Cambridge Street. You could really tell that the players were really soaking it all in. You mentioned the snow confetti that mixed in with real confetti, red, white, and blue, showering down from the sky. Really kind of made it neat to look up, and you'd get snow on your face and confetti in your face. It was amazing. Rob Gronkowski, you know, he was injured most of the season. He didn't play in the Super Bowl, but he is still a big fan favorite. He was in the truck right behind us, and you could just tell as the parade kept going down, he was getting more and more into it. At first, he had on a shirt and a hat, you know, one of those woolen hats with a little pom pom on top, and I noticed that we were making the turn from Boylston Street onto Tremont Street. People were tossing up to him, well, let's say they were cans of soda, maybe. and so he would open it with his mouth and chug it and then throw it back. By the time we made it down to the corner of Cambridge Street and New Chardon Street, he had his shirt off. He was leading. You know, it was something to see. He really definitely put on a show. You could tell, you know, the thing of no days off, they were under a lot of pressure for a long time, all season long. They, you know, the Coach Belichick keeps them under a tight rein, and now they've been partying pretty much nonstop since after that football game in Houston two nights ago.
You know, if there's any time that a paroxysm of Boston joy has been deserved, this is it. So, you know, enjoy it while we can. I mean, what was the crowd like? I'm seeing that, for example, just on the Boston Public Library, there was a big Pats logo and a sign that said "Best Story Ever." Anything else fun you saw in the crowd? Oh.
Lot of signs, lot of Roger that signs. You'd think Roger Staubach was a different Roger, I guess they're talking about. But needless to say, a little vindication, little payback, little you know, hey, we got you. There are a lot of signs and some chants that we can't quite repeat on the radio that Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, was the subject of. Again, the fans just very, very happy, as you can well imagine. And, it was a nail-biter there for a while, so they were letting off a lot of steam today.
Well, that's WBUR Steve Brown giving us an update on today's Patriots victory parade held in Boston. Steve, thanks so much. I hope you get your hearing back sometime soon, too.
Okay, and time for parade number six.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of no days off, no days off, no days off, I want to bring in Boston Herald sports columnist Steve Buckley and not give him a day off because he was lucky enough to be at Houston for the Super Bowl itself, and he joins us now on Radio Boston. Steve, it's great to have you.
Sleep is overrated.
So has it sunk in yet? You've had a couple of days.
No, it actually hasn't, and you know, as a columnist, my job is to sometimes be critical, be funny, or try to be something. But it's okay to take a step back and marvel at the history of what you've just seen. And as someone who saw the ball go between Bill Buckner's legs in '86 and so forth, I've seen the agony. And to be able to write about the history, the good history, which is like the Sox in '04 and what happened Sunday in Houston, is something you get to keep for a while. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And I have to say, what I do love about this, there's lots to love about what happened, but the story of perseverance really is, it's gonna become absolutely part of Boston lore, not just sports lore, but I think Boston lore. Now, but the question is, what about the future here? Because there was chanting today of, we want six, as Steve Brown mentioned at the parade. Tom Brady even joined in. And just yesterday, a host on SiriusXM NFL Radio, in fact, asked the QB about retirement. Here's what Brady said.
If it was up to my wife, she would have me retired today. She told me that last night three times. Okay. And I said, too bad, babe. You know, yeah. I'm having too much fun right now.
So, Steve, Tom Brady's clearly in it for at least another year, if not more. What do you see in the immediate future for the Pats?
The easy answer is the building blocks are in place. They've got the two key components. The only common thread for all five Super Bowl championships, outside of ownership, of course, is Bill Belichick, the coach, and Tom Brady, the quarterback. As long as they remain a tandem and as long as they remain on their game, so to speak, and clearly both of them are, there's really no need to pull back the reins. I mean, they go into the 2017 season as, if not the favorite, then a favorite to return to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You know, while I've got you, Steve, I want to switch gears really quickly here and talk about something that's happening in hockey. It's kind of like a Friday afternoon news dump, people hoping that we're not going to notice, but we did, because the Bruins have fired their coach, Claude Julien. And at a press conference this morning, Bruins general manager Don Sweeney addressed the criticism of their timing. He mentioned it straight away.
Well, sort of like the weather in New England, I did not necessarily pick this day to take away from a great accomplishment by the New England Patriots. But I had taken a few days to assess where we were at and came to my decision to make a change with regards to Claude.
Now, Steve, Julien has been with the Bruins for a decade, and he led the team to their sixth Stanley Cup. So why are they letting him go?
Well, because all coaches get fired eventually. I mean, 999 out of 1,000 get fired. There's the rare, stellar, iconic coach who gets to go out in his terms. He's not that. So the fact is that the Stanley Cup they won was back in 2011, which is a long time ago. And so you might say his time for a coach the last 10 years is pretty incredible. So when you get down to the nitty-gritty, they're a rebuilding team. They have a lot of young players. They really don't have the guns to compete for a Stanley Cup this season. And I think it's safe to say that he was probably scapegoated to a degree by moves made by upper management. I happen to think he was doing a pretty good job. But, again, coaches do get fired. The question is why they had to do it in the middle of the Patriots Super Bowl parade. That's the larger question.
Yeah. Well, Sweeney, again, talked more about the timing of the decision today and, in fact, how it might help the Bruins overall.
The timing became an opportunity for us to evaluate going down the stretch where these players are and how many of them can fit into what we want to do going forward. and the decisions they have to make accordingly, how the players react to a different voice.
So, Steve, while I've got you, let me ask you, that different voice, at least for the time being, is going to be assistant coach Bruce Cassidy. What do we know about him, and what do you make of him as a head coach now?
Well, I mean, he's been around the organization for quite a while, and he's had coaching experience. I just don't think that a coach, this isn't like a team that's on the cusp of vaulting to greatness, where there was rancor in the locker room or something going on, say a coach, general manager rift and so forth, and that a guy can come in and inspire everyone to take their game to a higher level and reach the common ground. This isn't that. This is a team that, no matter who the coach is going to struggle to at best make the playoffs. So the one thing he did say, which is something I think he may want to roll back on, Cassidy said, I want to be more aggressive in practice. That's what I like to do. And I don't think a more spirited, faster-paced practice is going to take the Bruins to a higher level.
Mm.
What he should have done is not even mention that. And if he wants to rev up the motors in practice, then do so and leave it for the media to say, hey, these guys seem to be revving it up in practice. And then he can say, oh, it's just something I like to do.
Yeah.
But it to me, kind of sounds like a criticism of the previous administration, if you will, and I don't think that was warranted.
Well, Steve Buckley is the sports columnist for the Boston Herald. Steve, thank you so much. It was great to talk with you.
My pleasure.
Back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.